A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 11th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's visit to China. Sorry, to Russia, rather.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, Gibbs, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's visit to Russia.
Mm-hmm. So definitely the president is in Russia as we speak right now, Blessing, mm-hmm. Where he was invited by Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Mr. Mugabe was invited in his capacity as the African Union chair. Russia on Saturday marked 70 years since the victory over Nazi Germany with a spectacular parade in Moscow featuring some 16,000 soldiers, 200 armored vehicles, and 150 planes and helicopters.
Mr. Mugabe, according to government insiders, is also taking advantage of the visit to discuss business with Moscow. Last year, Zimbabwe and Russia signed a $4 billion joint venture platinum deal. Mr. Putin has reportedly vowed to stand by Zimbabwe and shield the country against any Western aggression. Putin has also invited Harare to appoint a special envoy to facilitate a trade between the two countries. Gibbs,
what do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Those that are using WhatsApp, here is the number, 1-202-465-0318. Send us a message right now. And we are also on Facebook and Twitter. Pleasant.
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tidauti tinge tichitaura nezverwendo rwavamugabe kuRussia. Uro rwakonzera mutauro munyika vamwe vachiti aiva vamugabe vanyanya kufamba vamwe vachiti aiva hapana chakaipa kuti vamugabe vafambe nekuti ndivo sachigaro weSADC uyezve vari sachigaro weAfrican Union nekudaro semunhu anenge achitungamira masangano akakosha aya vanotarisirwa kuti vange vachifamba. Uye vamugabe vari kutaurawo nezvenyaya dzekudyidzana neRussia zvikuru munyaya dzemabhizimisi vamwe vachiti aiwa zvavari kuita zvakanaka asi nekune rimwe rutivi vamwe vachiti aiwa vanzwa iyo hurumende yavamugabe ichingotaura nezvemamega deals asi chabuda hapana. Toda kunzwa kuti munotiwo kudii vateereri nenyaya yeGibbs.
Ye, zuru kandaba lingachona njani kuna mapola pelikona tinangapa isipilile kancane. Ye, sizuleke ukuthi umongameli Robert Mugabe ukhona ngale ke kwele Russia lapha hlangana khona ke umkhokheli walelo lizwe yena uVladimir Putin. Siyakhumbula ke kudala ukuthi ke eZimbabwe singathi eZimbabwe lingakakhululeki sithi ke eZimbabwe sazanywa ukuthi likhululwe yilaba babesilwa kulamabutho awe Zebra ayilolonga khona ngale eRussia kube sokubuya labanye nje ababe trainwa khona ngale njalo Blessing. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke ubudlelwane beRussia leZimbabwe buqakathekile kakhulu ngaso kubuya kwezempi njalo kwezomnotho. So sizwile ke ukuthi khona ngale ke umongameli ubekhuluma futhi ngalokho abakulobelanayo okuthiwa ke kulama deal ayi 4 billion. Nxa sikhuluma ngalokhu ke sikhuluma ngezokulima nokwemba ke iplatinum lokunye okutshiyeneyo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani Zulu ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu. Sikhuluma nje umongameli usebhode amazwe amaningi. Sizwileke waye Japan, waye Indonesia, waye South Africa, waye Namibia, waye Zambia, le ndawo ezitshiyeneyo. Sikhuluma nje ukwenze konke khonokhu lo nyaka. Kodwa abanye bakhonana bathi kungani hambo lezi zinzima Blessing.
I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Dumiso Dlodlo, who is a Pan-Africanist. and is based in South Africa. Mr. Dlodlo, good evening.
Good evening, Sen. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Dlodlo, well, we hope to find you well there in South Africa. And what do you think about Mr. Mugabe's trip to Russia?
First, also, I would like to greet the viewers who are listening currently on this program. And we, as Pan-African, our view is we are most worried about his traveling because he's using people's funds to travel. And yet, our issues that involves the people, the poor, are not being addressed.
But of course, people might say this is draining the fiscus. But Mr. Mugabe is the chairman of the African Union and also SADC, and is expected to travel, right, on AU and SADC business. Like in this case, we understand he was invited in his capacity as the chairperson of the AU.
Yes, I do understand that. And allow me to just give also an example. Remember the issue of Charlie Hebdo bombing in France, that was in January, where 12 people died. We did have six African presidents who went there for a march. Am I right?
Yes.
Now, we come back to our African issue. We did have shootings in Kenya where 148 students died. Was there a march? No. Why? That's where we Pan-African argue that the interest of us, we people, are not being looked upon when these donor travels are made, and it's a waste of money.
So, Masukangele Baba Dlodlo, ubona ngani nga kwayekelwa vele ecina engayindawo umnumzana omkhulu.
Kona ukuyenza akawenze asiwali, but what uma ekwenza akube ekwenzela to benefit the people, the poor. Yebo, if kuyilokhu ngingavuma.
Kumele akwenze njani nxa ukuthi uzabenefit abantu? Kumele akwenze njani khonokho?
Like ngike ngalinganisa ngendaba ye-issue ye-Kenya, njengoba enguye ophethe isihlalo, a lot of could have done nge-issue ye-Kenya ayi-addresse this issue. Ema-meetings ahambelayo akhulume ngendaba yekubulala kwama-students e-Kenya. Abuye futhi abambe le ndaba iBoko Haram ezenzela umathanda sikhuluma nje in-Nigeria, but nothing is being said.
So-ke so kumele kuthweni njengoba umnumzane ehamba kangaka, sikhuluma nje uyade fika eZimbabwe abe sesiya emali ngokuzwa kwethu. So ungathini
kona uhambo lwakhe? Mina ngokubona kwami from a Pan-African view, angeke lusisize lutho as long as engameli okwenzakala phansi on the ground, engameli okufunwa yilaba abantu abaphansi, ngikhuluma ngabahlupheke abaphezu kwencindezi. Incindezi ningakakhulu ilama kwele Africa.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Mnumzana Dlodlo, kwangena khona mfowethu.
Of course, some people are writing on WhatsApp and Facebook. Gibbs, let's first read what's on WhatsApp. First, we have Bakuku, who says, who cares, especially at the age of 91? He does not prioritize the bread and butter issues. For example, the importation of maize. He should be appointed to the United Nations to assist Ban Ki-moon. We also have Moses Mango. Moses Mango anoti aiwa vamugabe ragara riri basa ravo, avacha vamunhu anongoda kuramba achigofamba vachienda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Mwanotiwo anonzi Arnold Hungu anoti vamugabe dai vaisawanza nzendo dzavo idzi pamari yavanoshandisa kudai vawedzerawo chikamu chezveutano munyika. Edwin Matema, he says, these are the true characteristics of a dictatorship. Bekezele M writes, yeah, this is money wasting. Is this Zim asset, Gibbs?
We've got some messages, too, on Facebook. One of them is from Amos, who writes, good fortunes come from walking or traveling, so it's useless and senseless to criticize the president since he's the chair of the AU and SADC. His trips are either state visits or anything to do with his job description as chair of the AU and SADC. And then we've got a message from Settlement Chipkunya, who says, age has alienated the president from economic and political realities. Every other ordinary Zimbabwean faces today. He has grown old to the extent that to him, all is normal in this country, such that he sees no agency to address the continued economic problems in the country. Then for Dexter, who writes, it's unfortunate that he is focused entirely on foreign policy while the country is burning. It's so, so sad. And then we've got Mupangama, who writes, he is on duty. Mixed views there, right?
Indeed, indeed. Uh-huh. I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Clifford Mashiri, a political analyst based in the UK. Mr. Mashiri, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
And thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Zulu.
Mm-hmm. And I think our third guest...
Mr. Dube there.
Well, thank you, Dube, very, yes. Thank you very much, sir. How are you, Mr. Mashiri?
I'm all right, sir.
And I think we also have our third guest, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya?
Hey, Machita, what's happening?
We are fine. How are you doing?
No, I'm just from Russia, you know, with the president.
Of course, Mr. Ngwenya is with the Liberal Solutions. Let's start with you, Mr. Ngwenya. Mixed views on the president's visit. Some are saying this is draining the fiscus. Others are saying, well, the president is chairing the AU and SADC, so you cannot expect him to be in Harare 24/7. Your take?
Well, look, I mean, when you measure the cost of travel, you need also to look into the value proposition. Mm-hmm. How much value is each mile that is flown adding to the country? And you will then discover that whatever journey Mugabe is doing, a minister of trade or a foreign minister or a business delegation can handle that. You don't have to go and keep tweeting yourself and talk about your platinum in Chegutu. I mean, it's totally ridiculous. It's wasted. It's wasteful. And again, it's a drain not only to the national fiscus, but to his own physical being. I mean, how does a 91... I just came in from Malawi, and I'm going to Nairobi tomorrow, and I'm already feeling terribly exhausted. Just like thinking of flying, thinking about flying. Mm-hmm. How does a 91-year-old man manage all this? It's a miracle, gentlemen. It's a miracle.
Mr. Mashiri?
Yes. Indeed, it's a miracle. But, you know, whilst we can use that word, miracle, we have seen Mr. Mugabe, you know, traveling like that for many years. And now, you know, he's used to doing so since 1980, and we are in 2015. Mm-hmm. And he is very clever enough to ensure he ring fences his budget. Mm-hmm. The parliament cannot discuss, you know, how he spends his money, that is the presidential budget or the office of the president. You cannot ask what he is doing with that money. What is quite interesting is that of the few MPs we have still remaining there of the opposition, if they could try and find out who is actually supposed to be paying for Mugabe when he's traveling as the African Union chairman, because it should not be a budget, it should not be at the expense of Zimbabwe. It should be borne by the African Union, because he's traveling on African Union business.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mashiri Gibbs.
Ms. Ngwenya, back to you just for some few seconds. Do you have an estimate of how much, you know, the president is spending every trip? Or we speculate until we speculate no more, right?
Well, it's impossible. Like Clifford is saying, look, the budgetary, you know, system, in, you know, that works for the presidential office. When I was still working with Copacare, with the guys in the president's office, they were saying to me every single trip that Mugabe goes is paid for by cash. Mm-hmm. So they were saying it's not going to cost, it doesn't cost anything from, because that budget, they say, it's already been set aside like any other budget. But I really feel that I don't think the OAU, I mean the AU and SADC, are able to sustain this kind of travel. I think this money is coming from the taxpayers, and I really I think it's a shame. We will never know how much, unless we get somebody who is a specialist in airline travel and a pilot, then we can be able to maybe substantiate our figures in future.
Yeah, Baba Jojo Lina, lingama pan-Africanist. So, liabili, kukri zandla, likange, lakusazakala kwa kiloku. Po, alikulumi ngako, listuleleji. Akustele, Jojo.
Yebo, tina ndela ma-African ingo, tina ngupinde njalo. Ukuthi tina, ama trips ake, asina ndaba na uganga. But what matters is, if trip le ayenzayo, does it concern the Africans who are suffering in the past, the bottom one, the poorer one? If the meeting also have them benefiting from it, then it's right. Heaven has said that. If you look at in Zimbabwe now as we speak, it is bringing in Chinese people to also colonize, already colonized Zimbabweans. Then if anything has to go and cause the Chinese to come and invest in Zimbabwe, that's not it. It's not benefiting the people, because those people are coming again to loot from Zimbabwe and colonize the people again.
Yes, kulumanje lapha iRussia kakhulu, eh?
Yebo, it is Russia, I understand, but the problem is that when you're speaking to ama Russians, ama issues are concerned umphakathi yini ohlukumezekile in terms of all these things umphakathi ohamba kiwo. Thina as Africans, ama pen usually.
Yeah, kubeka baba, kubeka, yeah.
Yebo, siba so worried ngomphakathi ngoba asifuni i-oppression. I-oppression esikhathele ngayo. That's why sithi abantu it's high time we decolonize that oppression. Abantu bavuleke engqondweni. At least from there we can build our own Africa from there.
Siyawuza kakhulu ke baba Dlodlo. So what Mr. Dlodlo is saying is that, you know, this trip, some of these trips to him, they must benefit common people, you know. It's not that they are too worried about him going all over the show. But the bottom line is, who benefits?
Mr. Mashiri, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line, sir.
Now, Mr. Mashiri, are people not just criticizing the president? You know, some might say if Mr. Mugabe walks on water, some people will say he cannot swim.
Right. No, Mr. Mugabe is supposed to be accountable to the people of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. But as you know very well, the lines are drawn by ZANU-PF, and he has said it himself, Mr. Mugabe, that even in court, you cannot take ZANU-PF to court. Of course, we have seen it being taken to court, but even, you know, to challenge him, he doesn't go to parliament to answer questions, you know, like some, you know, executive leaders do in other countries, like prime ministers. They have to answer questions. So in this case, it will never be known as to how Mugabe can, or Mr. Mugabe can be, you know, be put to account or made to account for what he is doing with the money. He's a dictator, it has been said, and that's how authoritarian leaders operate. He knows very well that as long as people, you know, ask and they don't get the answers, but he still gets the money. That's what is important to him. So even if you ask his secretary, Mr. Charamba, he won't give you any answer as to who is paying for this money. He will tell you he was elected, full stop.
Thank you, Mr. Mashiri Gibbs.
Yes, lo baba uSibasa Juma, ecingwa yini lapha ke blessing. Eh baba Juma, ungajona njani?
Oh, sengizona njani nami baba.
Usijone kakhulu ngapha kobulayo. Ye kunjani ekalanyoni?
Kanje kuphela uyagodola.
Ye ungathini ke ngohambo luka Mongameli Mugabe eRussia khona ngani?
Ngiyadanisa kakhulu. Ngoba ngathi ngiyakhangela ilizwe kathi sikalila lutho ihambo zakhona zikhanaukuthi umashi kakhulu. Kathi abantu bayahawula kakulani elizweni, ukudla kakukho, akulaselikhona njalo abantu abatholayo mbona baningi kakhulu. Bona bantu babhadala yalivelizwe phelezalesiiaphana uma kwamfana ama-alawensi alilani bonani kuningi kakhulu. Babe khona phela kasiyokuqalisayo ukuba ngumkhulu we-AU kumbe ukuba baningi abakhulu bethu nasangasaboni ihambe ezihlala lezilezo nalento zakhona ezikhulunyayo khona ezifana namabhizinesi kuhlalele amaphansi akukhanye into phelela khona ukukhanyela futhi ziyavala kuphela amasistere ayavala konke kuyavala esiholova.
Mm. Boke uti ayekela ngasa khamba hambi.
Eh ukhamba kakhulu luba kakhulu izale simali yini njengakho. Ngoba izwe lebishini. Kade sikhuluma ihamba emizini yakhe kulungisa ukuthiwa into esikwambe. Kade siyakho uma injalo kade sicaba hola into eni kahle kule lapha. Abantu balungisa. Abantu bayagulwa akula lutho ezibhedlela. Izikolo akula lutho awulani yonke into. Sikuncedana ukuthi uyokhuluma uphandle. Lokho kungenalutolukahle lapho ukuthoduza abantu phandle ngale emzini okungazongalungisa.
Nxa singathi-ke babajuma kukhuluma layo umongameli sikunika ithuba la sithi akukhulume nje amabili amathathu ungathini kuye
na kunjani
nxa ungakhuluma layo sibili umongameli sithi umtshele kathe sukuthi yenzeni ungathini khona ngehambo zakho
hayi ukuthi lo muntu ngoba umuntu ongathi ukhuluma layo umuntu lowana onika abantu ukuthi bakhululeke bakhulume ngekhululeke
hayi siyakuzwa egolide baba sibongile kakhulu Juma.
Hayi kulungile baba.
So Mr. Juma is actually complaining, saying that you know there's drought in the country, there's a lot that is not going well, and taxpayers' money is being used, you know, for some of these trips. So he says, of course, Mr. Mugabe is the AU chairperson, but previous AU chairpersons have not been traveling like him. He must tie himself to the AU chair and go nowhere. This says the factories and hospitals are struggling and nothing is going well in Zimbabwe. So he's really unhappy, you know? Yeah.
Regeti uye kwamuri vamashiri tichitarisa kuti vachitaurawo pamusangano wakaita vaputin navamugabe vaputin vakavimbisa kuti ivo vachaona kuti Zimbabwe haizopote ichiitwa kanyama kanyama kuUnited Nations uko sezvavanoti zvakamboda kuitwa kuti Zimbabwe inge ichitemerwa zvirango ivo nechina vakadzivisa izvozvo zvakanzi navamugabe dezvakatambirwa kudai kutaura kunoku vana Britain nana America vangadai vakapindira kuvabvisa nechisimba. Munoona sei ukama ihwohwo kudyidzana kwacho kwakamira sei, kwakasimba here?
Kudyidzana ikoko kwakasimba chaizvo. Kudyidzana kwakabvira panguva iyoyo yatiri kuona kunge United Nations yada kuitsa zvirango pamusoro pekuti Zimbabwe oro Zanu PF naiva Mugabe vakava vachiita zveupondi zveumhondi pamaelections a2008. Saka ipapo ndivo pakasangana veRussia vakabatsirana neSouth Africa neChina kudzivirira kuita inonzi veto yekutadzisa resolution yeUnited Nations iyoyo yekuti Zimbabwe ive inopiwa zvirango zvekuita kuti igadzirise kusvikira yazogamuchirwa nenyika dzepasi pose. Saka zvakatadziswa neRussia izvozvo. Saka ndizvo zvinoonekwa zvekare zvichionekwa kuti Russia iri kupiwa tingangoti iri kuripwa nezvakaita zvakanaka kuna vamugabe pakudedzwa kuti ngai uye izopiwa macontract platinum nezvimwe zvakasiyana siyana. Saka ushamwari hwavo hongu hwakasimba chaizvo kunyanya nepamusana ipapo pekuti Russia ine power yevito. Saka ndizvo zvinovaita kuti vagare vakaita ushamwari.
Tinotenda Gibbs.
Yeah, coming to you, Mr. Ngwenya. Are you still on the line? Mr. Ngwenya, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm there.
Now, Mr. Ngwenya, as we are speaking right now, there are these so-called mega deals that were signed between Russia and Zimbabwe. So, at the end of the day, maybe we are too critical of what is going on. Tell us a bit about these mega deals.
Well, we have to be critical. You know what? If Ali Dangote of Nigeria is signing a deal in Burkina Faso, the president of Nigeria does not need to be there. In other words, if it is a business deal, all you need is the president of the CZI, the president of ZNCC, and one or two other businessmen to go and sign this deal. Even the head of that parastatal, the minister of mines. So the presence of Mr. Mugabe in signing of the bill has nothing to do with the deal, because the official position of the country can be represented by the minister of foreign affairs. So okay, let's let those deals go through. So what does it then do to the country? It adds value to foreign direct investment and creates employment, but that we have not seen. We have been told about this deal. We've signed deals with China. We've signed deals with Russia. We've signed deals with just about everybody. That nothing is on the ground. You know, people, companies are still closing, and we don't see any change in the inflows of capital. So really, I think we are asking questions. How is this trip? How are these trips adding value? Is there any deals? We have not seen a sudden surge of employment in the mining sector because of deals signed with the Russians. So we have the right to ask questions, and these questions are not being answered. And that is why we are complaining.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke William Lapecongwane blessing. Baba William, kungawa unjani khona apho?
Eh, ngiyaphila unjani futhi.
Kungaphuka khona?
Ngisethembisa.
Oyethembisa kunjani ethembisa khona?
Ethembisa kuyabanda namhlanje.
Ah, ubone ke kuzalunga mfowethu. Ye, ungathi ke ngenkambo zikamnumzana lapha, uMongameli uRobert Mugabe.
Eh, uyabona umuntu omdala masekhulile. Uphenduka abe ngumntwana, njalo umntwana uthanda phela izinto ezinhle. Ngibona kuhamba kwakhe lokhu, hhayi isikhathi sakhe nje asisekho nje ukuthi safuna ukubona indawo. Nendawo la safuna ukujabulisa khona isikhathi sekhona. Akukho nje azosilethela khona nje kuvakasha nje ubona indawo, ngoba sekufele nje out home aid ayohlala nje kancane nje kwesikhashana kuzadlile emhlabeni aphumule. Akukho okunye nje angasilethela khona ukuthi esikathi siyancoma ngakho. Kulile nje umntwana kufanele ayohlala phansi.
Kodwa kambe kulo muntu ongaphonga ukuthi lothu nje athi fulokohlayo endaweni ayifunayo. Njengakhona kokhulumayo.
Ayikho into phela ayicabangayo ukuthi nje avakashe nje bone nje indawo nje. Ayikho ayicabangayo kuye. Kuno wami loyo.
So wena ubona ngazani seyi-tourist nje uyazikholisela?
Hayi, tourist liyavakasha nje.
Kodwa bakhona phela bamsekelayo bathi hayi phela kumele ahambe phela njengo-Jalimane umgcini sihlalo we-AU le-SADC. So ungathini ngalabo abatho njalo?
Uma ngabe kusebenzela i-OAU or i-SADC kufanele kube yibo abamthumayo angithi. Athunywe yibo abazise ukuthi uyahamba bebamthumile. Uma khona kuphuma nje njengomvula nje obalekayo, uyabona ukuthi uyenza umathanda nje uyavakashela nje ubona iy'ndawo zakhe.
So uthi kahlala ekhaya?
Ya, ngingahlala ekhaya, abona ama-problems ahlupha abantu emakhaya. Isibhedlela sinazo, uma sigula fanele sibaleke siye kwezindlu siyolashwa khona, kanti fanele silashela ekhaya.
Siyakuzwa ye, qhubeka baba.
Ya, bephathisa nje ngakho nje lokuthi hayi umdala okhulile nje futhi sabona indawo ukuthi uma ihlala phansi nje hayi eke wavakavakasha azokwazi ukuxoxela abazukulu bakhe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana William khona ngapho-ke ethembisa ungathinelwa kusasa uphenduke phela.
Siyabonga.
Sibongele mnumzana. So he's saying Mr. Mugabe is becoming, to him, he's saying he's becoming a tourist, you know. He's going all over the show, doing whatever he wants. And doesn't see any value in these trips, you know.
Mr. Mashiri and Mr. Ngwenya and Mr. Jojo, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, as you know by now, we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe. So if you want to join the show, remember, just call this number 001-202-619-2077. If you want to call this number, you can call this number.